Build a strong online community to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Hornell-Smear. And it's amazing how many business owners I talk to that do not have an online community. They have a very successful business, but they don't realize that just adding an online community and being able to engage with and interact with their people, the people that are their current customers, as well as people that want to check them out and could be their potential customers, could help them to grow and build and supersize their business really, really quickly and easily. Secretly, they're some of my favorite customers and clients to work with because it's easy to get them a tremendous result in a very short period of time by just adding an online presence for their brand in an online community. It's like in the olden days when we used to help people if they had a list of people to create a mailing list, an email list, because email is a great way to reach people, but it tends to be just one-way communication. The power of an online community is it allows us to engage and have conversations with our customers, with our potential customers, with our loyal customers, with our vendors and interested parties in our brand or our business. So it's a virtual hub for communicating with all of those different people that can advocate for us, people that help us to actually create content for our community. So what are some of the strategies we can use? It also helps to amplify our visibility, our brand visibility. It gives us very inexpensive opportunity to reach more people in a way that helps to build trust and loyalty and interest and understanding about our business and our brand before they even choose to do business with us. It's a way to warm people up. So when it comes time to actually help them make a decision or a choice, whether they want to use our products or services or not, by the time they come to us, they're usually ready to buy because they've done their research. They've looked into our company. They know that there's somebody that they want to do business with. So what are some strategies that we can use and that we want to make sure we incorporate when we're developing our online community? Number one, we want to choose the right platform, right? Where are your clients, your current clients and potential clients hanging out online? It's going to be different for each and every one of us. Some it's Facebook, some it's LinkedIn, some it's Reddit, some it's, I can't remember the list of all the different platforms, but there's industry specific places you can build communities as well as, you know, general things like Facebook and Reddit and Twitter. And I don't know if you can build communities on Twitter. I should take that back. But we want to choose the right platform that's right for our people. We want to make sure as we're putting our community out there that we're defining our community purpose and vision and values and goals. Why do we have a community at all? And I think we need to be really upfront with people and say, hey, we're trying to get to know you better so we can serve you better and make sure that's your intent, right? People can see through whether you're authentic and trustworthy or not. So the last thing you want to do is build a community if you don't have great intent for that community and if you're not going to support that community and participate and engage people in it. Don't just create a community and then for your brand and then do a bad job of it. If you don't incorporate these strategies, you could actually cause more harm than good because it's really easy for people to find you online compared to the old brick and mortar days. Encourage active participation and engagement. The reason we build a community, part of it is because we want to know how we can serve our clients and potential clients and customers better, as well as potential strategic partners and other interested parties in our brand and our business. We want to provide valuable content and resources for the people that are part of the community. Part of doing business with any business is educating and helping people to understand the problems and the pain points that they have and how you can help them solve it. It isn't just a big pitch fest, right? Your community has to be about helping the people that you're here to serve, not just you pumping out content that's a sales message every single day. We want to cultivate personalized connections within our community because the stronger our community is, the stronger, more alliance they'll have to our brand, and they'll go out and advocate for us. And like I said, one of my favorite benefits of building a great, strong online community is that your customers become your advocates and your best salespeople. They create content and they find uses and ways of presenting your products and services in ways through engagement and participation on the online community that you would not have because they're actually out there using your products and services in different ways. And they become great brand ambassadors. There's lots of different platforms you can use. I think I've got a list of 10. I did a write-up today on our page, just a little ChatGPT article about different platforms you could use to put your online community on, different types of platforms. There, you can create an online community in almost, there's one in almost every industry. There probably is one in every industry that I don't know. Industries we've never even heard of have online communities and platforms. Any different interest group that you've got, they've got an online platform and community. There's health and wellness communities. There's every social media platform, just about everyone. Like I said, I'm not sure about Twitter because I've never created a community on Twitter, but I'm pretty sure there are topics and communities on Twitter, just like there are on Facebook and LinkedIn and others. You can create pages that can become your community page for on many, many platforms as well. So love to know what you're doing with this. Do you have a good, strong online community for your brand? And if so, what's one of the lessons that you've learned putting that together? And what are your tips for that so we can learn from one another? Share in the comments below. If I can help you in any way, if you've got any questions, hit me up and ask. Otherwise, I'll be with you tomorrow. Have an awesome day.